It is Jane Middlemiss with you. So excitement is building. What I have not told you about the last ever Beatles song is that nobody here at Virgin Radio has heard it. In fact, nobody in the UK has. What's happening with this song is everybody gets it at the same time at 2 o'clock. I can see my music team now opposite me waiting for it to refresh on their email, and then they're going to come through here and load it on the computer, and we are going to hear it together for the first time.
This is Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
So it is 2 minutes past two, guys, and we are still waiting for the last ever Beatles song. It has just arrived in our inbox. Our head of music now is downloading it into the computer. He's got a massive smile on his face. I haven't got it yet. I have got goosebumps all over my skin. I cannot believe it. Paul McCartney, before I play it, he said that it was the closest thing to having John Lennon back in the room for them. So when he heard his voice, it was very, very emotional for him and Ringo just to record that. So it is like, it's a bit of music history. It is called Now and Then, and it still isn't here. Is it, Matt? It's not yet. The site is literally crashing because there's so many people trying to download it all at once. You see, every single radio station gets it. Have I got it? I have. It's downloading now. We've got to hope the Wi-Fi is up and running very fast. Every single person gets it at the same time. So you can imagine, like, everybody's site is crashing. We're trying to get it in, so we have got the first play. I can see it. It is trying to arrive. It's not arriving yet. But if you imagine, this is not just John Lennon that we're hearing, that we haven't heard for a while. We haven't had George Harrison either. So this is George Harrison as well playing on this. So this is absolutely everything. This is the last song of the four Beatles together. Apparently, I've got it. Here it is. This is Now and Then, the Beatles. I don't know what to say. That was the last ever Beatles song. I feel sort of emotional, and I feel like I'm a little girl discovering music for the first time.